Caritas Answers Live, no? At nandito na po tayo sa inyong pinakaabangan yung ating discussion apologetic, no, para sa gabing ito, no? At ating pong pagninilayan, ang ating pong tatalakayin sa gabing ito ay walang iba kundi yung ating sinelebrate, no, ngayong araw na ito, ang presentation of Jesus or presentation of Christ in the temple. No, pero bago natin yan yung mga katanungan dito, no, about sa presentation, ano nga ba ang presentation of Christ in the temple, no? Sabi dito sa ating Catholic Encyclopedia, according to the Mosaic law, a mother who had given birth to a man-child was considered unclean for 7 days. Moreover, she was to remain 3 and 30 days in the blood of her purification. For a maid-child, the time which excluded the mother from sanctuary was even doubled. No? When the time, 40 or 80 days, was over, the mother was to bring to the temple a lamb for a holocaust, and a young pigeon or turtle dove for sin. If she was not able to offer a lamb, she was to take 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons. The priest prayed for her, and so she was cleansed. Ito po ay nasa Leviticus chapter 12, verse 2 to 8. So 40 days after the birth of Christ, Mary complied with this precept of the law. She redeemed her firstborn from the temple, Numbers chapter 18, verse 15, and was purified by the prayer of Simeon the Just in the presence of Anna the prophetess. Yan po yung narinig natin sa gospel ngayon sa Luke chapter 2, verse 22 and the following. No doubt this event, the first solemn introduction of Christ into the house of God, was in the earliest time celebrated in the Church of Jerusalem. We find it attested for the first half of the 4th century by the pilgrim of Bordeaux, Egeria or Silvia. Excuse me. The day 14 February was solemnly kept by a procession to the Constantinian Basilica of the Resurrection and the Holy Sacrifice. But the feast then had no proper name. It was simply called the 40th day after Epiphany. This latter circumstance proves that in Jerusalem, Epiphany was then the feast of Christ's birth. No? So, nung time pala na yon, no, yung mga 4th century, wala pang pangalan itong piyesta na ito, no. It is still considered part of Epiphany, no. Kaya nga, kung titignan, no, yung mga tradition ng ibang mga religious order, katulad minsan namin, no, hindi pa tinatanggal yung Christmas decoration, no, hanggang presentation. Kasi, no, traditionally, sabi nga dito, no, is still part of Epiphany, no. From Jerusalem, the feast of the 40th day spread over the entire church, and later on was kept on the 2nd of February. Since within the last 25 years of the 4th century, the Roman feast of Christ's Nativity, which is December 25, was introduced. In Antioch, it is attested on the year 526. In the entire Eastern Empire, it was introduced by Emperor Justinian the First on the year 542, in thanksgiving for the cessation of the great pestilence, which had depopulated the city of Constantinople. In the Greek Church, yung sinabi ko, it was called Hypapante tou Kyriou, no? Which means the meeting, or in Latin, occursus. of the Lord and his mother with Simeon and Anna. The Armenians call it the coming of the Son of God into the temple and still keep it on the 14th of February. So, yung ating mga kapatid na Armenians naman, no, yung kanina sineselebrate itong ating presentation sa 14th of February.
Valentine's Day mismo.
Mm-hmm. Tingin ko mas maganda, no? Anyway, kanya-kanyang calendars yan. So, yung mga Armenians, no? Medyo okay yung kanilang ano, no? Then the Copts, no, yung mga kapatid nating Coptics, term it presentation of the Lord in the temple. Perhaps the decree of Justinian gave occasion also to the Roman Church to introduce this feast. but definite information is wanting on this point. The feast appears in the Gelasianum manuscript tradition of the 7th century under the new title of Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Yun nga, no? Kasi itong peace pala na to, no? Pwede rin tawaging Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary. No? Pero mamaya itatackle natin na in some way parang awkward yung itong title na to, no? Kasi may mga nagtanong kanina, no? Na mamaya sasabihin natin yung katanungan niya. The feast appears in the, under the new title Purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the procession is not mentioned, yung procession ng candle. Pope Sergius I introduced a procession for this day, si Pope Sergius, which is from the year 687 to the year 701. The Gregorianum, tradition of the 8th century, does not speak of this procession, which fact proves that the procession of Sergius was the ordinary station, not the liturgical act of today. So, ibig sabihin pala, iba yung procession na ginawa, ni-introduce ni Sergius I dun sa ginagawa ngayon sa liturgy. The feast was certainly not introduced by Pope Gelasius to suppress the excesses of the Lupercalia, and it spread slowly in the West. It is not found in the lectionary of Silos nor in the calendar of Saint Genevieve of Paris. In the East, it was celebrated as a feast of the Lord. In the West, as a feast of Mary. Although the Invitatorium, Gaude et Letare, from Jerusalem, the antiphons and responses remind us of its original conception as a feast of the Lord. So, ganun pala, no? Itong feast na to, for the East, mga kapatid nating Eastern, no? Eastern faith, no? As a feast of the Lord, no? In the West naman, as a feast of Mary, kay Mama Mary, no? Kasi nga, no, it started as Purificatio, no? Purificatio Beate Maria Virginis, no, sa Latin Church, which is also a double of the second class, which means it is a feast, no? Fiesta sa liturgy. In the Middle Ages, it had an octave in the larger number of dioceses. Also today, the religious orders whose special object is the veneration of the Mother of God, and many dioceses like Loreto, province of Siena, celebrate the octave. According to the Roman Missal, the celebrant after terse, which is the midday, in stolen cope of purple color, standing on the episcopal, blesses the candle. No? Ito yung blessing ng candle, no? During the procession, which now follows, at which all the partakers carry lighted candles in their hands. The choir sings the antiphon, Adorna Thalamum Tuum Sion, which was composed by Saint John of Damascus, or Saint John Damascene. The procession is always kept kept on February 2, even when the office and mass of the peace is transferred to February 3. Before the reform of Pope Paul VI, in the Latin liturgy by St. Pius V, in the churches north and west, this ceremony was more solemn. After the fifth oratio, the preface was sung. Anyway, so mga ano to, no, tungkol dito. Yeah. Of course, yung dito rin nagsimula yung songs na Inviolata, no, sa ano na to, no, sa piece na ito ng presentation of the Child Jesus. So marami palang tawag dito sa piece, sa piesta natin na ano, you know. So pwede siyang presentation of the Lord, pwede siyang encounter, pwede siyang purification. Sabi pa dito sa ibang part ng ano, ang tawag sa kanya ay, saan na yun? Dito sa ibang kapatid na, presentation of the Lord in the temple, no? The coming of the Son of God in the temple. So yan yung mga ano, no? Na pangalan ng feast na ito. And of course, no, it is also connected to the, sabi nga, World Day of the Consecrated People, no, consecrated life pala, no, which is the religious life, no, sa mga religious. So ito po yung parang general background nitong feast, no. You know, ito nga, no, also called, alam niyo ba yung pangalan ng ano, ng Purification of the Blessed Virgin sa Greek? No, ang term pala ng Purification of the Blessed Virgin sa Greek ay Hypapante. Hypapante. No. Hindi elepante, ah, Hypapante. Hindi na hippopotamus. Hypapante. No, yan ang ano, purification. So anyway, no, hindi naman ganun ka hirap itong nga ang tawag din dito ay Candlemas, itong presentation of the Child Jesus from the temple. So ito naman yung mga katanungan sa atin sa piyestang ito. Una sa lahat, of course, yung ating mga kapatid sa ibang pananampalataya, ang tanong nila kagad ay baka gawa-gawa na naman ng simbahan itong presentation. Wala naman yata sa Biblia yan. Pero nakita naman natin na talagang Bible-based itong presentation, no, of the Child Jesus at the temple. Kasi, no, even sa Leviticus, no, sa Old Testament, no, nandun yung purification, no, no, purification of the mother, no, sa Mosaic Law. Leviticus chapter 12 verse 2 to 8, no, and then Numbers chapter 18 verse 15, no, tungkol sa pag-aalay sa mga unang anak, no, ng mga lalaki, no, sa mga lalaki, firstborn son, no,
male
lang po, male, no. So at alam niyo po yan, extended din yan sa mga animals, no? Itong ano na to, no? Yung ino-offer nila yung firstborn male ng tao at the same time animals, no? Sa Mosaic Law.
No? Pati yung crops ata.
Crops, parang, oh, pero ibang yung ano yata, ibang ano. Oh, ibang ano naman yung feast. So, ito nga po, no? Nasa rooted sa gospel itong feast na to ng presentation of the Child Jesus. Although nakita natin iba-iba yung term, no, na ibinibigay ng ibang mga kapatid natin sa pananampalataya dito sa piyesta ng presentation, no. Yun nga, purification. At sabi ko nga rin kanina sa homily, no, maganda rin yung ginagamit ng ating mga kapatid sa Greek Church, yung the meeting, no, o okursos, o ipapante to Kyrie, no, na meeting ni Lord at saka niya ni Mama Mary kay Simeon and Anna, no. So hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na It was invented by the Catholic Church. No, it has really foundation in the Bible itself. No? Siguro yung medyo sasabihin nila, bakit may mga kandila pa kayo? No? Bakit may patay ba?
Birthday.
O may birthday ba? Eh, pwede. Siguro, birthday, pwede rin natin sabi kasi birthday man ni Lord, no? In a sense na in-offer siya sa temple, no? Yung time na yon, no? Kaya may mga kandila, no? At makita naman natin, no? Binasa ko kanina, yung procession, lately na yan, no? Recently na naging practice ng ng church, no? Naging candle mass, no? I think it is more on what the symbol of a candle is, no? Because as a candle, no, it lights. Symbolizes light, no? Christ himself, no, which is the light of the world, no? Yun nga, no? As Jesus was presented, sabi ko nga kanina sa homily, as Jesus was presented in the temple, we also, all of us as Catholics, as Christian, we are being presented to God in our baptism, no? So in a way, those candles represents our own presentation to Christ, to God, no? In our baptism, no? Siguro sa aming mga religious, no, at lalo na mga pare din, no, parang tatlo. Yung candle na yan, nagsisimbolize sa yung presentation namin sa baptism, at the same time sa religious profession, at kung pare pa, no, katulad ni Pope Francis na religious din, no, it also is a presentation of us in our ordination as priest, as bishop, no? Yung candle na yun, no? So, yan, medyo okay pa yung tanong. Pero itong si Sister Honey, no, sasabihin ko na, may maganda siyang tanong sa piyesta ngayon. Siguro, ngayon naman, bibigyan natin ng pagkakataon si Brother Jim, Brother Carlo, ang sasagot muna sa tanong na ito. Then, ako na lang sa bandang huli.
Kung mali.
Anyway, natin, no? So, ito yung tanong ni Sister Honey. Bakit po kailangan ng purification rites ni Mama Mary? Di baga wala man siyang kasalan?
Samantalang virgin siya.
So, Brother, sinunayin natin? Si Brother Carlo o si Brother Jim?
Playwright. Pag pinalitan natin yung rotation, magkamaiba yun. Parang
looking. Okay, si Brother Jim muna. Sa panong sagot dito sa katanungan ni Sister.
Yung sabi, it's in fulfillment of the Mosaic Law.
Mm.
So,
pero, yun nga, sandali lang. In fulfillment, pero in itself naman, paano magiging fulfillment yun? Wala. As in, kung nakikita, di ba binasa ko kanina? Yung sabi dito sa Leviticus, no? If you read it very well, sabi dito, according to the Mosaic Law, a mother who had given birth to a man child was considered unclean. Moreover, she was to remain 3 and 30 days in the blood of her purification. So, yung kay Mama Mary, wala mang nangyaring walang nangyari. Di ba, katulad sinabi ko kanina sa mass, no? According kay Saint Alfonso and more on the teachings of the church and the saint, no? Christ was born is like on Easter Sunday, no? When Jesus passed on the closed door or closed close room, no? He was passed there, no? So walang nabuksan, no? All is closed. So how can you say that, Mama Mary is part of that, no?
In the humility of the family, being there very poor.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I think by the time, alam na nila na they are the chosen parents of the Son of God. But in their humility, they still have to comply with what the anong religion nga para yun? Hebrew religion requires. So in their humility, still the family did what was being asked. Di ba, kahit nga napakahirap, talaga mahirap sila kasi yung offering nga, yung parang ransom is only a 2 turtle doves. That signifies that the family is really very poor. So that's in compliance against with what was being required by the religion.
Mm-hmm.
Out of their humility, though they know that Jesus is the Son of God and Mary is the chosen mother,
mm-hmm.
free from sin.
Mm-hmm.
Pero kasi kung iniisip ko lang, pwede naman nagreklamo na lang sila, di ba? Ba't ako?
Alam mo, ano yun, itong katanungan ni Sister Honey, may kasama yan eh, isa pang katanungan. So, ito yung tungkol kay Mama Mary, paano kay Christ? Di ba? Kasi alam natin, si Christ may dalawang nature. No? God and human nature. So, ayun nga, paano mo rin i-reconcile yun dito sa law of purification. Anyway, sagutin mo muna una, no?
Ay sa akin, Father, yun lang nakikita ko. You out of humility, they comply with what was being required by the synagogue.
Masunurin.
Kasi kung yung isa naman, so yung parke Christ naman, na he was redeemed. He was ransomed by two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So, sa akin yun na naisip ko.
Mm-hmm.
Kung bakit.
Mm-hmm. Sa talong na manin. Ano. Mm-hmm.
Although, hindi naman siguro talagang purification ang nangyari. Kasi wala naman nga talagang kailangan ni purify dahil virgin birth. Yung conception lang ni mahal na ina ay free from sin. So, anong kailangan na i-purify? Pero bakit?
Mm-hmm.
So, sa akin, it's their humility that made them comply with what is being required by the law. Or the religion.
Brother Carlo, ikaw.
Yung purification of Mama Mary.
Sabi dito, bakit daw siya, ano, bakit po kailangan ng purification ni Mama Mary? Di ba nga wala siyang kasalan? Kasalanan.
Sis Honey.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, ano, yung prescription kasi sa Torah, di ba? Sa Leviticus, Book of Leviticus. Na yung babae, when she bore a male child, she was considered unclean. And prescription po yan na kailangan sundan at that time na may purification and yung presentation ng bot nung nanay tsaka yung anak sa temple. Mm-hmm. Ang nakikita ko lang po, yung purification and dedication as prescribed by the Torah. Mm-hmm. Na yun ang tradition nila or ano ba yan, law or...
Mm-hmm.
Mosaic law, di ba, na kailangan i-purify yung nanay and i-present niya yung first born na male child niya. So, yun yung father ang ano, although she was conceived without any sin, na hindi niya na kailangan i-purify as ano, by the Lord, pero may law sila na kailangan sila. So, kailangan may purification pa rin of Mama Mary. Father, sa iyo na po.
Napaka tipid po na na ating mga kapatid sa gabing ito. Medyo matipid sila ngayong gabi, ah.
Nag-iingat lang.
Anyway, no? Tama naman yung mga sagot nila Brother Jim at Brother Carlo, no, about sa ano, sa question ni Sister Honey tungkol sa purification, no. Kasi nga una sa lahat, no, Mama Mary, no, Mama Mary and Jesus, no, in all, because they are holy person, no, and one of the virtue of person, no, which is holy, no, is humility, no, sabi nga ni Brother, ano, no. And Mama Mary, although she is not, no, entitled to this, she does it, no, in order to show the virtue of humility and also the virtue of obedience, no. And it also helps us, no, that although, kasi ngayon, mahilig tayo sa mga exemption, no. Si Mama Mary, si Jesus, although they were exempted, but they comply, no, to give good examples to others.
No?
They always look on, ano, no, on giving a good examples to others. Kahit tayo, no, mga Catholic, especially as Catholic, no. Why did many people, sabi ko nga last time sa ibang mga part, no, during our Caritas Answers Live, yung mga later, no, sabi ko nga, some went to other churches not because they have difficulty on doctrine sound, no. The majority, especially those we encountered, they went out of the church because they saw bad examples, no? They saw scandals, no? Perhaps the faithful, perhaps in its ministers, no? And that is not good, no? And Jesus and Mama Mary in this presentation, no, is telling us, no, is giving us an example, no, of humility, of obedience, no, of really looking for the good of others, no. Kasi nga, no, they had, in itself, they had no reason, no. Of course, papasok dyan, itong mahalaga din, no. Papasok din dito sa presentation of the child Jesus is how do we really have our doctrine with regards to Mama Mary, no. Kasi nga, no, especially yung mga movies, yung mga film ngayon, no, sabi ko nga dun sa homily ko din, no, yung mga film ngayon, no, they portray Mama Mary as if she is an ordinary woman, no, na yun nga, no, may film pa yun, The Nativity, no, yung ako, no, kapanood kayata kayo, no, no,
old movies.
No, umiiyak pa si Mama Mary, no, nagano, no, no, it is not true, no, it's an heresy, no. Eh, Mama Mary had no child, ano yun, child pain, no, nung inano si Lord, no. Kasi kung hindi, di ano na, no, nag-hysteric, which is not also good, no, in the person of Mary, which is immaculate at the same time, no, chosen by God, no. No, so hindi po ganun si Mama Mary, no. He's not hysterical woman, no. Even in the foot of the cross, 'di ba? Ano bang sabi ni St. John sa gospel niya during sa crucifixion? Nagwala ba si Mama Mary? Ay, bakit niya inano yung anak ko? No, hindi, 'di ba?
Alam niya yun.
She knows, no. And at the same time, she submitted, no, with all humility, with all obedience to the will of God, no. Hindi siya nagano, no. And that's also, no, about our Blessed Mother, no, with regards to this feast of the Presentation. Of course, itong feast din ito, no, para maunawaan natin itong presentation and also the question of Sister Honey, no. We should also take into consideration the doctrine of the perpetual virginity of Mary. No? Perpetual virginity of our Blessed Mother, which is denied by our brothers and sisters in other faith. No? Because for them, Mama Mary, after the birth of Jesus, no, had other sons and daughters. No? Yung tinatawag na brothers and sisters of Christ. No? So, this is really a problem, no? When one does not look at the perpetual virginity of Mary, of course, for him or for her, no, no, Mama Mary had a child pain, no, in bearing, at the same time, it's a simple woman like others, no. Parang, no, he's not much the mother of God, but the mother of Jesus only, which is a heresy by Nestorius, no. Makes Jesus only a son of man, a son of Mary, not son of God, no? So, yun po, no? Yung difficulty, no? Na tignan, no? Si Mama Mary na virgin after birth, no? And during birth is the those who denied the perpetual virginity of our Blessed Mother, no? Because, remember, perpetual virginity of our Blessed Mother is connected, sabi nga ng mga magagaling na Mariologists, to the divinity of Christ. No? If Mama Mary is not virgin, no, so how can Christ become true God
and true man?
And true man, no? Yun ang problema po, no? Kaya nga, no? Kaya nga yung problema dito sa presentation is also connected to that, no, to that doctrine of perpetual virginity of our Blessed Mother, no, kasi kung si Mama Mary ay virgin before, after, during and after birth, no, he will be, no, he has no really need, no,
to be purified,
no. But he willed it, no, in order to give us an example, no, an example, just like Jesus, no, yung baptism of the Lord, no, is Christ entitled to that baptism? That's one question, no.
Of course not,
because Christ has no original sin. But why did he had the baptism
to sanctify the water
which was in future will be used for our own baptism. In the same time, analogically, no, we can apply that principle to the principle of the presentation, no, that even Jesus and Mama Mary, although they are not entitled to that, they willed it in order for us, no, who will follow them, no, who will become their sons and daughters in the faith, no, to do the same, no, no. And I think that's what the church teaches also, no, that the presentation of the child Jesus, as I have said, and you and Brother Jim and Brother Carlo also said, no, is also a prefiguration of our presentation during our own baptism. No, it was done to us by our parents, no, dun sa mga maliliit pa tayo, di ba? No, or also, no, during our confirmation, no, and also at the same time the all sacraments, no, that we receive, we are presented to Christ. And lastly, no, sabi nga ni Monsignor Badiola, no, we are also presented when we are in our last moment, yun sa
6 feet below,
yun sa funeral. We are presented. That's why it's very important, no, na magadan tayo inside the Catholic faith, no. Kaya nga, di ba, no, mayroong sa code of canon law, no, when you are, for example, when you are part of a secret society like Freemasonry, when you are notorious abortionist, no, you cannot receive the last sacrament. you cannot be given or offered a funeral service. No? Of course, the priest can bless you, but you cannot have a funeral mass.
Ibang rights po yung Father.
Oo. Walang rights. Wala talagang rights,
lang,
no?
Blessing lang.
Oo. Because it is, no? Because the funeral, even the Holy Mass itself, and are presenting to Christ, no? It's like this, no? Presentation, no? Of ourselves to Christ. Paano mo ipepresent yung sarili? Sa tingin mo ba, no? Brother or sister, nating mga tagapakinig, pati na rin tayo, no? Kapag ikaw ay haharap sa presidente ng Pilipinas, kay Duterte, o di kaya sa pupe, di ba yun na hindi ka naligo?
Hindi ka nakabihis.
Hindi ka nakabihis. Wasak-wasak yung damit mo. Di ba?
Haharap ka ng
dignitary.
Oo, oh, haharap ka sa isang taong may authority, may dignity, nang mabaho ka, na madungis yung mukha mo, na punit-punit yung damit mo. Of course not.
Sign of respect.
Excited ka masyado yan.
Huh?
As a sign of respect.
You know, at the same time, hindi ka talaga makakaharap kasi malayo ka pa lang, papalising ka. Ayun, sino ka ba? No? Hindi. Tinawag ako ng presidente, tinawag ako ni Pope. Hindi, baho-baho mo, wala kang ano. Di ba? Sino nagsabi sa iyong humarap ka? Oh no, go out. No? So, ganun din. No? For us. No? If we present ourselves in baptism, in all sacrament, in the mass, no? When we have mortal sin, even that, no? Having mortal sin, no? It's really terrible, no? It's like when we receive the Holy Communion with mortal sin, no? We are presenting ourselves to Jesus na may mga, no, dumi sa ating katawan na mabaho pa, no? And do you think that Christ will be pleased on that? No, of course not. No. Of course not. So that is also, no? The presentation is our own also, no? Our own way of presenting ourselves to Christ, no? In the Blessed Sacrament, in the all the sacraments of the Church, no? That's why Mama Mary and Jesus, although exempted, willed it, no? Through humility and also for the good of us, no? Who will follow their footsteps, who will be, they who will be our model, no? We will follow in their example, no? We will follow, just like, pumasok, napaganda, pumasok sa isip yung religious life, no? Why is it, sabi nga ni Pope John Paul II, yung sa apostolic exhortation, religious life, why is it that religious men and women, no, is needed in the church? Because we present religious person, religious men and women who took the vow of poverty, obedience, and chastity, and for us, Marian vow and other fourth vows of other institute. No?
Fully detached from.
We present the life that will be given to us when we arrive at heaven, no? Yung sabi nga ni magandang term diyan ni Pope St. John Paul II is yung eschatological testimony. Eschatological testimony. What does it mean? It means that the four last things, especially the heaven. No? Kaya nga ang tanong, we religious, no? Are we presenting the life that is to come to our brothers and sisters in Christ? Yes or no? This is our own examination of conscience also for us, no? Because that is, no? That is the vocation of the religious life, no? So, sad to say, if a religious present, a life which scandalizes others, a life that is incompatible of a religious, no? He is contradicting his own vocation and his promise to Christ, no? In his profession of the vows, no? Of the religious vows, no? So, ganun, no? Yeah, alam nyo, napakaganda nitong presentation. That's why No, the church, you know, the wisdom of the church, you know, the wisdom of the saints, no, putting the day of the consecrated life in the Feast of the Presentation is really is connecting this both, no? It's really a good, no? It's really a beautiful way of saying, look, no, we are presenting, no, because as Jesus and Mary present themselves, although they are not obliged, no, it's telling us that religious men and women present themselves as like Jesus and Mary, and revealing what is the life that God foreseen in our future, no, when we are there in heaven. No?
And if the presentation did not happen, I think is if it did not happen, then Mary must have broken the Mosaic law. So there is no continuity.
And also at the same time, it becomes a scandal. Oh. a bad examples, no? Just figure out, no? Sabi nga, let us turn the table. If Jesus and Mama Mary do not fulfill, although they are exempted, do not fulfill the Mosaic law, what will happen?
There will be discontinuity, and the old tradition will be.
Yes, and they will create also, because that time, remember, Israel is under the Roman Empire. Uh-huh. No? It will create
trouble
with regards to the authority also, no?
I don't know, people will not listen. This is not public, and
hindi sila mapaniwalaan. It's either the old religion of Moses will be pagdududahan ng tao ko kasi sila na rin at yung i-establish ni Christ pagdududahan na rin kasi walang continuity.
Very good.
Walang continuity doon sa in-establish na divine government from Moses down to the line hanggat sa atin. So kung hindi nangyari yung presentation na yon, wala, may duda tayo kung
of course it will
napakalaga pati noon, brother, kasi yung identity
discontinued, discontinued
yung responsibility ng magulang na sundan mo yung Mosaic law at that time na kailangan mong i-present kasi natutora yun. Pag hindi mo ginawa yun, hindi ka tunay na Jew. So wala ka and hindi makikilala si Jesus Christ.
At yung ransom ni Jesus na dove, it's not actually to ransom him for him to be able to be given back to the parents. Kasi yung purpose ng firstborn kapag inoffer ay para ibigay sa Diyos. Na ang kapalit na imbis na dati yung ritual ng mga pagans ay ang offering ay yung pinapatay. Sinusunog yung para i-offer. Ngayon, imbis na mga yung anak, ito pinalitan ng it's either lamb o ito nga, turtle doves. Pero hindi para ibigay sa Diyos, kundi ibalik sa parents. Yung purpose ng offering, yung ransom para kay Christ, ay hindi para ibigay kay Joseph at kay Mary, kundi para ibigay sa atin para ma-comply ang redemptive mission ni Christ.
The same time, yung offering ni Mama Mary tsaka ni Saint Joseph sa presentation or purification encounter, no, ay sign ng kanilang status, no, because only those poor can give and offer turtle doves or pigeons. So makikita mo na si Lord, no, although walang-wala sila, pero mahirap sila sa society,
hindi nagtawa,
but they are not ashamed, no, to offer those turtle dove and pigeons, no, to God, no.
Yung pinaka pinakalist na talagang.
Oo, kasi yun lang kaya nila eh. No, hindi lang pinakalist eh. Wala talaga sila pera. Yun lang kaya nila bilid eh. Yung turtle dance eh, video siguro. Yung panahon na yun, siguro. Yun ang, kumbaga sa atin, eh, sa isda, GG. Ewan ko, ngayon yata, mas mahal na yung GG. Eh, no? Ang pinakamura yata ngayon, tilapia ba ito?
O ano? Mahal-mahal pa rin.
Ano bang mura na isda ngayon? Basta yung murang isda ngayon.
Balaw yun.
Oo. Kung ano yung murang isda kayo, yung time ni Jesus, yun ang pinakamura. Yung turtle doves and pigeons, no? Kasi yun ang kaya ng mama may hirap, no? Sa offering. So, Jesus and Mama Mary and Saint Joseph, no? Really, they are really poor, no? At that moment. But they do not, no? Do not say, oh, we are exempted, so we do not know. Kasi problema natin ngayon, no? Kahit sa mga... sa ating mga Katoliko, sa iba rin mga ano, no? We tend to make exemption excuses, no? Oh, ganito naman, no? Mahirap naman kami, so bakit mami magbibigay ng tax, di ba? Oh, di ba? Marami tayong ano, no? Marami tayong exemption dito, doon, no? No? Instead na dapat, no, tayo mismo ang una-unang gumagawa ng mabuting halimbawa, no? That's the ano, no? That's the saddest part of our reality today, no? Kasi hinahanap natin, no, yung maganda, yung naghihintay tayo ng magandang halimbawa sa iba instead na dapat tayo mismo, tayo ang dapat gumawa ng mabuting halimbawa, no? Hindi yung hihintay pa natin yung iba na gumawa, no? Kasi sabi nga, it's only take one little candle, di ba? Tayo yung kandila, di ba? We are the candle, yung sinindihan natin kanina. Tayo yung mga kandilang yun, no? God want us, no? God passes to us, Mama Mary and Jesus passes to us, no? That light of candle, no? That we become light also to others, no?
Our world,
our families, our jobs, no, our schools, no, but we tend to forget. Kaya nga napakaganda ng ginagawa ng simbahan sa atin, no. We celebrate the feast day of presentation to remind us, no, that we are all light of the world, no, that Jesus who is light, no, I am the light, sabi nga ni Lord, no, sa gospel. But that light, Jesus passes to each one of us. No, binigay sa atin. No? Kaya yung ginawa ni Mama Mary at ni Jesus, inuulit ko, no? Although they are not obliged and even they have no reason of fulfilling it because by virtue of the perpetual virginity of Mary and the divinity of Christ himself, no? But they do it, no? For us, no? For all, for future, I don't know, for their future sons and daughters in Christ, no. Kaya nga, no, mga Katoliko, no, wag po tayong masyadong nag-aano ng exemption, no. Exempted. Of course, tama din yung maghingi tayo ng exemption sa mga, it does not mean na hindi tayo humingi ng exemption sa mga bagay na, no. But it means that huwag tayong tawag rito, sa mga paggawa ng mabuti, sabi nga, there's no exemption, no. And Jesus and Mama Mary gave that example, no, to tell us that in doing good, no, there is no exemption.
In the state of humility.
Because we are all entitled to do good, to give good examples to others, no. Alam mo, sa totoo lang, mas natutuwa ako personally at naiiyak, no, dun sa mga taong mahirap na pero kung magbigay sila sa simbahan, kung mag-offer sila kay sa mga naglilingkod, no, they give all, just like what Jesus said, no, about that, yeah, ano, poor widow, no. Sabi nga, tingnan nyo, binigay niya 2 coins lang. Pero, sabi ni Lord, He gave it all, everything. Kasi yung binigay niya, Hindi yung sobra.
Sincilyo.
Yung binigay niya, yung poor widow, ang binigay niya, yun na yung kanyang ikabubuhay. Hindi na nga niya alam kung mabubuhay pa siya the next day. Kasi yun na yung kanyang natitirang pera.
No? Binigay niya lahat.
Binigay niya. Eh, minsan, bato-bato sa langit po. Yung mga kapatid nating, ang tingin nila sa sarili na sila yung pinakamahirap sa mundong ito. No? Na imbis na gamitin ang pera sa paglingkod sa simbahan, ayun, nasa sabungan. Ayun, nakikipagkarakrus, susugal. Ay, brothers and sisters, o magtataya pa ng loto, ng ano, no? Wala ka lang ang pera. No? Wala nang wala ka nang ipapakain sa anak mo.
Waiting pa.
Sa ano, waiting ka pa, sabong ka pa. Bisyo ka pa, no? Tapos sasabihin na, tulungan natin ang mamahihirap. Kawawa naman yung mamahihirap. No. Of course, we should help them, but they should also help themselves. No? Maraming naghihirap, hindi dahil ipinanganak na mahirap. Yung iba naghihirap dahil yung iba ginagawang profesyon, yung pagiging mahirap. No? They become professional poor. No? Sabi nga, no? Ah, total may nagbibigay naman, total may nag-aano naman, 'di ba? Which is wrong, no? At alam niyo po rin, no? Yun nga rin nakita ko, no, sa batas ng sa ating constitution ngayon, no. It is forbidden to give alms outside, no? Money, no? Nasa batas po pala 'yan, no? Bawal magbigay ng pera sa labas sa mga nanlilimos. Na ano na po pala yan, nasa batas na po pala yan. Kaya mag-ingat po kayo, baka pagbigay niya ng limos, gusto niya gumawa ng mabuti at baka kita, may makita kayo ng pulis, eh hulihin po kayo. No? Kasi batas na, naisa batas na pala yan, no? Na bawal magbigay ng ano.
Mga street children.
Sa mga street children, ng ano, no? So, of course, we are in charity to help others, no? But we should help others in a proper way, no? In a way that is really will help them, no? So, nako, may 10 minutes pa tayo. Mag music break muna tayo para nang sa ganun naman maano ng konti yung ating mga listeners, no? At sa ating pagbabalik, no? Isasama natin yung inyong mga, so yung mga, kung may mga prayer request po kayo, no, you are free sa mga point na ito na mag-send ng inyong mga prayer at isasama po natin sa aming, sa ating last prayer ng ating program dito sa Caritas Answers Live. So, huwag po kayo alis, magbabalik po ang inyong Caritas Answers Live. Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.